I'm Rachel Sanchi with Chief General Manager John Dorsey. Now, John, the Chiefs have recently made some very important decisions. What are your thoughts on the state of the team at this point?
I think we're better off today than we were yesterday. I think as we earlier had made a statement that we were going to take a plan, we were going to work in this plan and develop this plan, we thought that part of that plan was to identify the core players that were going to be unrestricted free agents and see how we could address those and see if we could either sign them to a contract or, you know, franchise them with the tag. And I think we did the best possible job we could do.
And there were a flurry of moves that were made on Monday. Take us through the process of deciding on keeping Dwayne Bowe.
Well, anytime you have a player in the caliber of Dwayne Bowe, you're going to try to do everything possible you can. I just met with Dwayne about 30 minutes ago. Very engaging young man, very excited young man. He's ready for the challenge. He's ready for the new chapter. He's ready to be as good a player as he wants to be. And he promised me and said, yes, Mr. Dorsey, I accept this challenge. So I'm very excited about that. The process has been a process that's been taking place for a couple days. We as a group got together, I'd say about 6 a.m., and kind of began the process or tried to begin to put some crystallization to the process. As we went along the process, the very first thing we did was get the punter out of the way. Once we got the punter out of the way, then we began to address the wide receiver. We had continuous negotiations and a conversation with his representatives. At that time, it was very close to the deadline of the franchise tag. Then what we did, we came to an agreement, we got a deal done, and then we were able to tag Brandon Albert with the franchise tag.
And give us some insight on that decision of making the choice to put the franchise tag on Brandon Albert.
It has nothing to do with the player because they're all three very phenomenal players. But when you take a broad overview of the whole process of free agency, the franchise tags, and what was best for this organization, the way that we came about 1, 2, 3 conclusions, we thought it best at the end of the day if we could franchise tag Brandon Albert.
And how are preparations going for the draft?
Very well. They're continually going on. We're in like our second phase of the spring workout process. Just this morning, I'm just beginning up finishing my combine review. Now what I'll do is I'll be able to now concentrate on the spring workouts, review the numbers, begin to do an extensive video research of all the players on our draft board and begin to get some clarification and clarity of exactly what these players can do to help the Kansas City Chiefs.
And have any of these recent moves affected your game plan for the draft?
No, but I think it's helped us because now we have many options we can choose from. We're just not pigeonholed into one position where everybody says we may be going. We can actually go and do certain things, again, that can help this organization become a better team.
And let's get away from football for just a second.
Okay.
How is Kansas City treating you?
Awesome. This weekend, I had a chance to be at two community events, the 101 Sports Banquet, which I must say was outstanding. And then this Sunday, my wife and I, with Andy and his wife Tammy, we attended another community charitable event. And after that, I left and came back to work and kind of started hammering away on the events that took place on Monday. So that's kind of was our weekend.